What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 50 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, God Reveals Himself. James Montgomery Boyce once wrote, "No experience ever showed the closeness of heaven to earth or the interest of heaven in earth more vividly than Jacob's vision. Jacob saw a great host of angels that night and was assured by them and by the Lord Himself that He was not alone, but was under the protection of the Almighty." Our text for today is from Genesis 28, verses 10 through the first part of 19. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel. Jacob traveled from Beersheba eastward toward Haran, the land of his grandfather Abraham. You can see Genesis 11, verses 1 through 32, and his mother, Rebekah, Genesis 24, 3 and 4. This was a 550-mile trip that would have taken Jacob over a month to travel. Several days into his journey, he would get to Bethel, which was 60 miles from his place of departure in Beersheba. It is here that God speaks to Jacob in a dream. David Guzik notes, "One can only imagine the strange flood of feelings in Jacob at this moment. The fear, the loneliness, the isolation, the excitement, and the anticipation. This was an important time in Jacob's life. In his dream, Jacob saw a ladder or stairway that extended from earth to heaven. Angels of God were ascending and descending on it." John Walton gives additional historical insight. What Jacob dreams comes from the cultural world of the ancient Near East. In Mesopotamia, the comparable word to the one used here describes the stairway used by a messenger of the gods moving from one realm to another. It is this same stairway that is architecturally depicted in the famous ziggurats that adjoin temples in Mesopotamian cities, designed to offer a way for the gods to descend to the temple to be worshipped. In Genesis 28, the messengers of God are likewise using this stairway to travel between realms. This is not a parade or procession as often depicted in art. It is a sacred portal between realms. Angels, messengers, descended to embark on their errands throughout the earth and ascended when returning with reports. At the same time, note carefully that Yahweh is not seen descending by the stairway. He is standing beside it. Thus, the dream is thoroughly embedded in the imagery of the worldview that it features, but it is distinct in how God relates to it. So God speaks to Jacob in a dream, allowing him to identify with the cultural setting. Yet, God clearly identifies himself as the one true God who rules over the angels. Guzik writes, "In Jacob's dream, there was now access to heaven. Jacob now knew God was closer than ever, and there was real access and interaction between heaven and earth." As God spoke clearly to Abraham about his covenant promises, he now does the same with Jacob, confirming his future blessings. Jacob recognizes the sacredness of this place where God spoke to him and commemorates it by placing a stone at the spot. He names the place Bethel, which means the house of God. Bethel would become a special place in Israel's history, as it is mentioned second only to Jerusalem in occurrences in the Old Testament. God made himself known to Jacob and reassured him of his presence. God standing over the ladder of angels reminded Jacob that God has a purpose and a plan. While Jacob commemorated the place where God spoke to him, he was encouraged to know that God would oversee his spiritual journey every step of the way. Some questions to consider. How do you think Jacob's vision impacted his journey of faith? Abraham was much stronger in his faith when God spoke to him in Genesis 12 than Jacob was in his walk with God here in Genesis 28. What does this fact reveal about God's nature to both reassure the faithful and encourage the weak? And finally, why is it significant to have memorials as reminders of stepping stones in our spiritual pilgrimage? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.